A Hurricane Sandy story now with a musical soundtrack. Sandy ravaged Haiti before it hit the U.S. East Coast last month. It left 54 people dead in Haiti. And of course, Haiti once again interrupted its efforts at rebuilding and rebounding from any number of difficulties to let Mother Nature once again leave a harsh footprint. Among those pausing and waiting out the storm, Juilliard-educated musician Rommel Joseph, who was trapped in the rubble of his music school, the New Victoria, in the 2010 earthquake that Haiti is still recovering from. After Joseph was trapped, the New Victoria, he pledged to rebuild, and the Joseph family has been hard at work playing music to rebuild their school, performing in a concert series called The Josephs around South Florida to raise funds. And here in the studio, Victoria Joseph, Rommel's daughter, and Brad, his son. They're with Friends of Music Education for Haiti, part of the concert. Dad, I guess, is back in Haiti now.
Yes.
So he's not listening, so you're off the hook. Pressure is off. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, how have these concerts gone, and how much of a perception is there of the sort of musical educational needs of people in Haiti, right here in the Miami area, Victoria?
Well, the concerts have been going very well, actually. We've been getting a really good turnout as far as audience members and an overall just overwhelm of supporters that have been very, very interested in what we're doing. We've pretty much at this point are just trying to get everything going as far as keeping the school running in Haiti and trying to make more of a permanent solution as far as physically the building itself, and then also trying to get the music back going in Haiti as well as here, you know, trying to get people interested in music again here and cultivating the arts here and everything like that. So.
And Brad, many people on the East Coast are facing, you know, in some communities, years of rebuilding efforts. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the United States we have a greater number of machines or funds devoted to rebuilding, but there's a morale question of give some advice to the people of the East Coast who are thinking about rebuilding, about what it really takes to get back to normal.
Well, it takes a lot of hard work and perseverance, and it's important for them to keep morale up and keep hope and just keep on building one step at a time to get back to some sort of state of normalcy.
Well, can the two of you play a little song to help with the morale up on the East Coast and in Haiti?
Absolutely.
Yes, not a problem.
All right, two fiddles in the studio here, Victoria Joseph and Brad Joseph, two members of the Josephs. The violins of the Josephs, Victoria and Brad, part of the Friends for Music Education group, joining us right down here in the studios of WLRN in South Florida. The name of that tune, My Sweet Haiti.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.